Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive.
Hi, Jessica.
June. Hello, friend.
I'm so happy to see you.
I'm back.
And especially in your natural setting.
You know? I'm back.
I feel settled.
Yeah. You know, the fates, I've been having a real conversation with the beyond.
Like, okay, what
they've
are they
been riding side saddle. Like, not like the bogeys in a good way, but they had some feelings about me disappearing for a month. They had some real feelings about it. And they, towards the end, they were like, we're going to ride this thing all the way home. Like, you've done this and we're going to really see this through. And so I tried to actually get home on Friday because I was scheduled on Sunday. And then the mind, the reentry, like for the first time ever, I listened to our own advice. And I was like, okay, like.
Sometimes our podcast has a lot to offer us.
It does. And we just forget, like we've blacked out. That we
know,
say
we gotta be reminded of which episodes to listen to.
The only reason it stuck, quite frankly, was it was the title. So if we could make the title the lesson,
I know that, like, we've let's learned, not make the title, like, let's not go for fun wordplay. Like, we actually need the headlines because
mind the re-entry.
Yeah.
Right. And to be honest, we don't even come up with the titles. Most of the time it's our producer, Cody. And so Cody knows the lesson.
Yeah, and Cody, that's a note for you. You know, that's a note for you.
Yeah, like for those of us who are just scanning and we're in such dysregulation, we need help. Like just to scan the titles. So anyway,
it's like the holidays, like your kid's birthday. Like we just need titles on how to get through. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But God damn it. So I called on Friday, realized I hadn't told the airline that I was traveling with the dog. And they were like, you can't get on this flight. Like, there's too many dogs. And I was like, are there ever too many dogs?
You know, what? Never heard of such a
thing.
There's
a rule. And also, why did I wait?
Of like dog to people? Like, as far as I'm concerned, especially traveling these days, sorry,
everybody should have
grandma,
a dog.
But everybody needs a companion on a flight.
Cookie should
be paid. That doesn't extend to cats.
No, of course not.
Okay, and I actually did have a conversation. I asked to be moved because I was so allergic to this
cat.
But
what about the people who are allergic to the dogs?
Nobody's really allergic to dogs. I am, and I lived through it because it's worth it.
It is worth it, obviously.
A plane full of dogs is worth it. I'm one of those people. Thank you. Cody says she's a cat owner, and she agrees.
Listen, we'd have to have an allergist on.
We had a cat, and I literally was like, I'm going to die on this flight. I cannot sit here.
And some people would say the same about the dogs. Okay, so I understand.
And then
listen,
maybe it's their time, you know. Right.
But yeah, so anyway, so they were like, no, you're not getting on this flight. And I was like,
never
wait a second.
Heard of such a thing.
But I knew that the fates were like, you know, that Kelly, it was really Kelly. She was like, you know, best friends are very powerful. And they don't fuck around. And she's been very clear with me. You don't learn the lesson the easy way. We're going to have you learn it the hard way. I mean, honestly, did she want me to? She didn't want me to get cancer, but unfortunately, I was to listen no other way.
Yeah. Well, so what did you get on? You didn't fly back.
I didn't fly until Saturday.
So and I was trying to get you to pickle on Saturday.
Yeah, everybody was. And the extra day was really important. Like, can't get into too many details, but some really hard truths needed to be learned, said, felt. I left LA trying to avoid some sadness. And then I had some sadness where I was because New Hampshire is not an easy place. You can't go back home and not feel deep things, deep rivers. of both joy and sadness. And it's not, it's never going to be easy for me.
Yeah. Now, I don't really have the experience anymore of going back home. And I don't have the experience of necessarily like being with my parents who, you know, when you're reminded of like your childhood self, there can be something so comforting in that. And there can be something so lovely about that. And there can be something that's like, this isn't who I am right now. Why am I acting like that? Why am I, you know what I mean?
Like Dan said at a certain point, he goes, please stop calling it your vacation and start saying I'm living in my parents' basement.
Whoa, talk about cold hard truths. That just took my breath away, Jess. Okay. I knew you were in the basement.
Well, I'm always in the, everyone's always in the basement in New Hampshire because that's where the sleeping quarters are for some reason for the children. Okay. They're always down in the basement, dark basement, like at eye level where anyone could grab you, you know? But I'm in my childhood bedroom down there with Bibi and the dog. And I'm, you know, listen, I think it was in retrospect really good because finally I got it. I got it. You know, it's, I am an adult woman.
Okay. Okay. That's the title of this podcast. I am an adult woman.
I am an adult woman and I must behave as such. And there ain't no more taken to the woods so we can live simply Henry Thoreau style. Okay. And I need to, and shorter will be better for everybody.
Yeah. It was long, you know, it was definitely long. And gosh, I do feel like we had this conversation last year, right around this time. Like
that's what like I this mean.
Has definitely remember saying all these things, you know, also feels so familiar.
Okay. So familiar. That's why Kelly had to be like, bitch, now we're gonna get real with you. If you can't get it from everyone living, she's trying to work through all of you. She's maybe this podcast is because of her. We don't know. But she was fucking pissed.
Well, I have had the experience too. So I know you extended your trip and then I feel like what happens, and honestly, Jess, this almost happened to me with Vegas, where it was like, when it's time to go, it's time to go. It is time to go. It's time to get out of there. And so your entire like drive is like, okay, I'm leaving at this point. When that gets fucked with, it's really like not good. It's
for
really
everybody. Good. The wall started tumbling, you know, down. And they also needed to, so that's okay. Like sometimes need to feel things really deeply. I so rarely have to really call out to Kelly and be like, okay, you need to like step in and guide. You know, I don't always, she's always here. I don't always have to ask for her to like take the wheel, but I did. And she came through really in like a very crazy way. Like at 10:30 at night, I'm laying in my bed and I had asked her, please send me a sign. And I got a text that was so beautiful. That literally just answered all of my questions in a text, all of them, at 10:30 at night. It was so out of the blue, and it just had that otherworldly feeling, like, thank you, here's my answer. Mm-hmm. Because I said to her, to Kelly, I said, how can I enjoy this beautiful, wonderful place that is so special to me without all the struggle that I feel? And I don't know how to do this. And then I remember I was feeling so hopeless. And then I wrote in my journal, like, to try and, you know, when DBT, you try to do, you know, rewrite your thoughts, you know, into to an effective way. And what I said was, I have figured out hard things in the past. I will figure this out. And then I asked for her help. And then this text came in and sort of everything clarified. And then I had a really good last day and then left. And I feel before I left, I secured my plan for next year because I said, I can't leave it up to, you know, me being in my wise mind in 8 months. Because again, the pull to the woods is going to come again.
It will. But I also think I love you so much, Jess.
I love you too, friend.
mom's birthday was this weekend, and we had a lot going on this weekend. We had two, we were hosting both Saturday and Sunday. Obviously, pickleball on Saturday, which turned into like a 5.5 hour affair.
Are you doing it next Saturday? Can I come?
Okay, I'm going to text you. I don't know if it's Saturday or Sunday. Okay, of course.
We're there.
I hope so. It's going to relate to what I was going to say to you, which is this call to the wild. And believe me, I feel it. I feel the call, and I feel the need to kind of like go somewhere else. It's going to be better somewhere else that like then I'll feel whole, and then I'll feel like more at peace.
Right.
But I will say that I'm sharing this. This is actually not this. I don't want you to. I don't like giving advice. I don't like when people give me advice.
But I do.
I know. But I do feel like the more I make investments, really big investments in my community here.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. Honestly, via pickleball, my pickleball community.
Yes.
Okay.
I know we more, sound totally insane, but yes, June.
Yeah. The once, more I make those kind of like real investments in bringing people into my home, organizing,
yes,
investing in my community, politically, activists, whatever it is, that the place I'm in right now is worthy of like not just a little investment, but a giant investment. And you know, it's really that call, like I don't hear it anymore. And so I'll just offer that, which is like, you know, I think that big sweeping investments in what is and what is right now and the wonderful people that are around you and will help, because it's not better somewhere else necessarily.
I think that is absolutely it, because I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts. I listened to three, and this is the third, which is The Simple Sophisticate. We're going to have the host on, Shannon Abels.
I do
want
to know when you're listening to these podcasts.
All the time, every day. I'm listening to one right now. I'm like in one ear listening to one, and then the other ear.
I know, I'm honestly either listening to podcasts or recording them.
I just love
them so much. Doing very little else in between.
Love these women so much. But her last one was about vacationing in your hometown. And she said, you know, everybody's, you know, jetting off. Every single person that you see on Instagram is like toasting like a Negroni in like Italy, on the coast of Italy. Like Italy is filled with Americans living their best lives, I guess. But she's like, it's not possible for everybody. And also, why should we leave in the summer? The most fun time.
Right. So, I know this seems like it's a pickleball podcast now, but I'm just going to bring it back one more time to pickleball, because it doesn't have to be pickleball. But I was talking to Paul about it the other night, and one thing Paul and I both really relate on and both really like have connected about since we met each other was enjoying like bringing community together. And like,
that is a gift of yours.
It's like, it's like soul satisfaction. And
it's one of your callings.
Paul, you know, and I see women have to check in like, let me just check with my husband and this and that. And I'm like, I will tell you, Jess, and this is like one of the beautiful things about our marriage, I never have to check with him when it comes to bringing folks together. I will never give that pushback. I will never make a pushback about bringing people in or honestly going out to see people, because he's right there with me. So that's something we both really, really relate to each other on, like loving doing that and loving like that experience. But we were talking about pickleball after, again, 5.5 hours of play on Saturday. Like we went into second meal. At one point, our friend was like, I'm going to order lunch.
Great.
I was like, great. Like we're in second meal now.
Totally get it.
Okay. But Paul's like, I was saying to him, I'm like, you know, it is, I get this from my father who, and Casey was talking about this too, when she would come to my house for dinner, like over the summer, it's like, you were going to have dinner. So Keisha's like, yeah, I mean, your dad, like, when we would go over for dinner at your house, which honestly, I guess I had put in some weird place in my mind over the summer. We're talking about summer vacation yeah. in your own place. You know, we'd have dinner and then it was like, you were expected to go out and play badminton.
I just loved it. Like, I love this.
It wasn't like that's what the next activity was. And it was like, take your dinner plate over to the sink and then head on out there. And we're now playing badminton.
It's such a strange sport too. Badminton is as bizarre as pickleball.
It is. And God, what I, you know, there's something so joyful about pickleball and painful for me because this would have been my father's sport.
Oh, he would have.
So I'm like,
he is truly loving this though.
1,000%.
And also, by the way, I will tell you that at this ripe old age that he would have been at, that my parents are at.
Yes.
Their pickleball days are
you think
numbered.
So? Okay.
Listen, my dad got on, but they're all got knees
of
being
course,
replaced.
Of
and
course.
It's not a young, it's not an old.
It actually is an old person's game. It was like created for elderly, which I don't.
The side to side movements, I don't actually know. Like the dinking
you're
of it
right.
all.
I do
running
feel like
to the kitchen.
Dinks. Oh my God, I love the lingo, Jess.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I understand. So, but that's what I'm like confused about because I did a Google search and I was like, oh, it is actually been created by old people, I think, or for old people with like bad knees, but who can't play tennis anymore. I thought, but it does seem like young people are taking over at a pace. And
yeah,
so
and
now
I don't
want to the
push
newer
them
generation.
Out. I don't want to get angry like letters
We're,
about
I
this.
Hope
I'm
not.
Just saying that your dad would probably be more in the spectator situation
perhaps,
because,
but and boy, would he have
enjoy.
Loved this. And it is. You know, I did go on one vacation this summer and it was mm-hmm. really, really wonderful. But I'm telling you, the joy of my summer has been right here in my driveway.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, 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 a ding, a ding, ding, a ding. Yes.
It hasn't been far. It's been literally about 10 feet away. Been about 10 feet away.
Isn't so, that life? That's the good life. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to exit your life, that's a sign of a good life. Vacations
know,
can
and
be.
Even I'm like, because I was having these thoughts. I'm like, I don't think we can ever move because I was always on Redfin looking around, snooping around. And now I'm like, I don't think we've ever moved because I wouldn't have a pickleball court, you know?
Well, and the other thing is when I came home, that feeling that I do need to move is here. It's here. It's like as soon as I came back, I was like, because I need a backyard.
Yes, you do.
I need it. I just need it. So that I am on Redfin and Zillow and all of the apps, and I'm still looking, and we will figure all of it out in time. But I do want to gather people more. And yes, I can gather people here, but I want to be outside in the elements. I want to be fireside. I want to be outside and I want to be enjoying that.
I would also love to be at your home, Jess, at a little brunch or a dinner party.
We will.
You know, I'd love to be there. Now,
we will.
I wanted to share two things with you. I'm very happy you're back here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
I feel settled.
Yeah.
And I feel excited to see you. Really want to see you in person. But I wanted to share with you that this weekend, you know, obviously pickleball on Saturday, and then we had a birthday party for Sam on Sunday. And meatball. And I know I'm going to get flack for this, dog owners of the world. And believe me, I feel terrible about this. I almost killed meatball twice this weekend, Jess.
Oh, God.
First time was actually on Friday.
Okay.
When
what happened?
Well, and this is was a wake-up call for me, so please no deep divers. Like, I say this and I share this, and I will probably laugh, but there's no part of me that takes this lightly.
No.
Okay?
Yeah, you almost
really
killed your dog, your own
almost
dog.
Almost killed my dog.
Be a tough podcast.
Yeah, so this would be a very different podcast today. A very different title.
Yeah.
So, you know, Paul's dad and his stepmom are here, and I was racing around, you know, doing too much.
Yeah.
Trying to be someone I'm not and trying mm-hmm. to show how much I can kind of juggle. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let's all go to pick up Gus at basketball camp.
That's a strange move. because there's
I wanted his stepmom, who's you know Gus's grandma, to like see him play and like and it's just you know proud of him and but also like I just finished a phone call, my head's still in that phone call.
Yeah,
I've got something to do. Get on a call right after. I mean, it's just too much.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
Mental energy.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize like my office heads out into a balcony and there's a stairs from the balcony down to the driveway. And I did not realize that the door was open from the balcony because I'd gone outside there and sat there at one point for the phone call. And so I get in my car, my mother-in-law sits next to me, Sam's in the back and, you know, put it in reverse. And I saw something flash across that camera, you know, the reverse camera. And I'm like, huh. And my mother-in-law is like, is that an animal? And I throw the car into park and I realize that was Meatball.
Yeah.
Who had climbed down the steps coming after the car, you know, and I almost ran over him. There's no other way to put it. I almost ran over him. So I share this as a cautionary tale. And then, so that's Friday.
Yeah.
Then yesterday, fuck. So yesterday, now I will say like our gate is open during pickleball so people can come and go as they please, right? Mm-hmm. So, and Meatball does not exit that gate. He's like the pickleball mascot. Like he likes to sit there. He likes to be part of the proceedings. This is not a dog I've ever seen walk out the gate.
Yeah.
And we're also, there's 8 million people there. We're watching him, you know, and people are like stopping him from, I mean, there's no
way. Right. Yeah.
So anyway, I see. So Paul, we're getting ready for the party. Paul gets the leaf blower out to kind of like clean up downstairs. And so he's blowing with the leaf blower. And I knew in the back of my head, I'm like, Paul doesn't like the leaf blower. But the gate was open because balloons are coming in and I'm running around.
Yeah.
Getting everything ready. And then cut to like, honestly, 15 minutes later. And Paul's now inside the house. Leaf blower's been off for a while. And he hears some packages arrive and he goes to the front door and guess who's sitting there?
Meatball.
Yeah. At the front door. Now he was lying down. Like God knows how long he was out there for.
Yeah. He's not a runner, but still like what could have happened? Who knows?
I believe me.
But I want you to understand that the same exact thing happened to me.
Really?
My mom almost ran over Cookie because I let her out without a leash, even though everyone had said, stop, don't do that. And my mom came home and we didn't realize and literally almost ran over her. And then I was staying at my cousin's and I left the screen door open by accident. And Cookie let herself onto the porch and then somehow leapt from the porch onto the ground. A full story. And when we arrived home, she was sitting on the front step.
No.
Yeah, for I don't know how many hours she was out.
No.
And she could have run away.
Why did the same thing happen to us?
Because I'm going to tell you why. We were not present. We were doing too much. We were not in control of our lives in that moment. And that is, I believe... Again, I know we've lost all the listeners that think we're crazy, but the other side, they didn't think we were crazy. The Vegas ghouls definitely sent them packing, but I do believe that's the other side nudging us and saying, we gave you a free pass here.
I heard this message loud and fucking clear.
Me too.
To have your 100-pound dog sitting in your front door waiting for you to open it. And I heard Paul scream and go, Meatball's at the front door. And I'm like, Meatball's at the front door. It was so, those words were so confusing. Yeah. Now listen, deep divers, I also really recognize like if some of you are out there, like, I think, you know, you want to show up and take my dog away because if
no, they're not going to judge. This is not, you didn't like,
I know, knowingly. But to that I'd say, if you really think I can't, this how much I care about this dog is like, I am also like, oh, if I can't handle him, I would never want him to be in an unsafe environment.
No.
So it was a fucking wake up call. So
when you have a dog that follows you from room to room, it does, you do get a false sense of security that they won't run outside and run away or, but they, I mean, God bless Meatball and Cookie.
I really appreciated him coming back. I mean, I don't think he left. I think he walked up the drive and walked right to the front door, which blows my mind, which blows my fucking mind that he just waited there for us.
He just waited. Didn't even bark. That's what's crazy. It's
just
like
not a single bark. Just waited. Like there's packages. At some point, someone's going to open the door. And I'll
well,
be
he knows
right
that
here.
Paul has that Amazon obsession. So,
well,
of course.
He's very lucky that Paul has an addiction, honestly.
He does have an addiction to that company. Even with all the bad things they do, he can't stop himself.
No. You know, I did go on an Amazon strike for a year and Paul almost lost his mind.
Yeah, no. You have to give it to him. Well, those are the signs. You know, and again, it's like it all comes from a good place. But you gotta, don't stay too long. And you have to not try to do too much. And I'm reading a book called Do Less, which is also kind of rocking my world because it says all the things that we always say, which is like, we're not set up. This culture is set up to fuck women over because you're supposed to be multitasking all the time, everything. And who's not going to have something fall through the cracks? Like a dog getting out, you know?
I know. But it's so hard because like I had that moment. Well, both days where I was like in the car after almost having run him over and then seeing him. And of course, I fully, you know, a lot of other people were there when he walked out of the and found himself at the front door. But I take it on as my own personal
failure.
But I did have the moment of like, fuck, don't ever forget, ever. You're going about your little day and you're getting your things done, checking off your list and getting this one to that place and that one to this place. And in 1 second,
everything can change.
Everything can change. And I know that.
Because it's, and yes, you know it's a dog. It could be a child. It could be a gate open to a pool.
That's
you know,
right.
It could be, we have to stay in control of our own minds. And that means doing less and slowing down. And if you feel yourself getting into that frantic, like a hummingbird in your chest feeling, you have to stop and go, what can I take off this plate? And who can I delegate this to? I was at the pool the other day watching this woman set up for a child's birthday party. And I'm not sure when they became like, you know, a bar mitzvah for an eight-year-old's birthday party. But
well, I'm definitely part of that problem.
The gift bags.
I'm absolutely part of the problem, except I don't do gift bags. But
I know, but it's too much.
And yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I will say, I don't really do... I have been going crazy over their birthdays. And I think a part of it is also because of the pandemic.
Bibi didn't have an eighth birthday. She didn't have one. We were in London and we didn't have any friends.
We didn't have one. I mean, I didn't have a party every year. I mean, I remember one birthday party and then I remember, you know, I obviously had my girlfriends over for a Sweet 16 dinner.
Where your family served them like it was Downton Abbey.
But I didn't have birthday parties, you know. But
they got robbed. And I said, we're going to blow it out for nine.
Yes.
I don't know what's happening, but I said it will be multiple stages.
Yeah.
There will be, you know, a hotel stay plus, a party plus who knows what else. You know, and at this point, like, we may be taking pickleball by storm because we have to get matching outfits, she said. She has tasked me with getting matching outfits by Saturday.
Okay, so
or Sunday.
That's incredibly important because the children, there's a group of children, my son included, who are getting quite good.
Okay, well, Bibi's ready for
I know.
That.
And so at first I was like, because Gus will ask me like as soon as the day starts, like, when can I play? When can I play? Can I partner with Casey? Can I partner? He wants to play with the adults. And I'm like, and I've had to say to him every weekend, don't even ask me about playing until we're four games in. Don't even bring it up. But now, so we put together a kids game this weekend and I was like, watched these kids play. And I'm like, ooh, they're good enough that I can now intersperse them. I can work them in.
You can rotate them in. BB's good enough to, quite frankly, she's good enough on her own across just from singles. Like, I was really shocked.
Oh, Gus has beat me. Well, only once, but he did.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to try to get those outfits together on Amazon. I don't know. Maybe there's a Tennis Warehouse. She really is like very serious about it. And this is just a public service announcement. Like, we don't do this type of thing, but there needs to be more matching parent and child outfits. There's not enough of that out there. And that, it's so true.
Oh,
it's
my God, you're
fine.
Right.
You get, okay, we get, you know, our pajamas for Christmas. That's where we start. Like, I want to be matching all times.
I feel like I'd love to match with them, and I don't even really have an opportunity because we don't, you know, identify as the same gender. So it's like, it's even harder for me.
I know.
You know? I know. So, but yeah, I mean, I remember Sears catalogs. Like, there were so many matching mother-daughter dresses, and I don't see any
Laura Ashley,
anymore.
Let's bring that back. Anyway.
Let's bring it back. Oh, I got to tell you, Jess. So speaking of outfits. So yesterday after the party was over, and this is why I do want to see what BB wears this weekend, because Gus was like, he's so obsessed with his clothes, so obsessed with the shoes, so obsessed
with... That's Paul.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I was like, he was begging me. Our friends were still here from the party, and they were trying to leave. They have three kids. I'm like, they're trying to wrap it up and go.
Yeah.
And he was like, I want one match, like parent-child to parent-child. And I was like, Gus, they're leaving. They're literally leaving. But I was like, I'll make the ask. And they were like, yeah, we can do it. Now, they're already starting to head out to the court, though. Like, let's get it. We have a life.
Yes. Like, it shouldn't be 6 hours long, this pickleball.
Now, Gus had just gotten out of the hot tub, though, and he was like, I'm going to go up and change. And so he goes up and change, and I'm fucking like, TikTok, dude, what are you
doing? Was he getting in his tennis whites?
Well,
we need to come
Jessica,
on.
He was up there for a while. He came down. Now, I had bought these tennis whites for him at, like, a resort one time, and I had never seen them. And that motherfucker walked down in his tennis whites. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. Because I was so mad at him for taking so long.
Yeah, but.
But then when he came down in his whites.
He was like coming down to like P. Diddy's white party.
1,000%.
Like, he made an entrance.
1,000%. And I was like, I have to give it to you. Like, you took too long, but you delivered. You absolutely delivered. It was so funny. I was just dying.
Oh, that's good.
But, you know, and some, you know, I like to wear my tennis skirt to pickle on, as you know. And again, keep an eye on our socials, Deep Divers, because you're going to be, I know there's something that's been teased, but you're going to be seeing
leaked.
Some photos and leaked. There's been a leak, but let's not, Jessica, don't even say the name because I don't
there's
want people going over
leak.
There. But there has been a leak. The photos have been leaked.
My own husband was a part of it.
I'm actually really upset about it. But
it
just
was his private account.
Leak.
But just so you know, he goes, I don't care. Leaks it, then fuck it. I'm getting it out there. I was like, how dare you?
Like, do people have no kind of respect for a rollout?
No. My own husband
for a publicity
betrays me.
Rollout? I didn't know that, Jessica. I'm very upset about
he
that.
He betrayed me. Yep. Said, I don't care. It was already out. Till June, like TikTok.
And you don't think you see the emails. I'm trying to get the high res photos. I'm not posting some like
me
bullshit
neither.
Screen grabs or whatever. I'm trying to get our deep divers the actual photos. So
she fucked us.
Please don't go searching for the leak. Please don't go searching for the bootleg photos. Wait until we, Jessica
it's
and I
like
will both.
Kim Kardashian didn't want that nasty ass bootleg. She filmed her sex tape. She wanted the original format.
Exactly.
Posted.
So please, like, respect the process, everyone. There are some photos that are going to be released, hopefully in the very near future. And we're going to be doing it day by day. And this is going to be a beautiful rollout. So keep your feeds open.
Yeah.
But
keep alive.
Yes,
keep alert.
Stay with it.
Yeah, but there's so many great outfits. And like, a company reached out, would you in June? Again, I'm getting so much free shit. You have no idea. You don't respond to your DMs. They're sending it right to me. Can I just go through the free shit I've gotten?
Okay, I really want to talk to you about that China that you posted.
Okay. Okay.
What the fuck was that? Why don't I have one of those? Like I'm actually very upset about. That's so beautiful, Jessica.
Okay. Well, that's
I think that might be our merch, to be honest.
Well, that's from Caddyshack IL, which is, she's this lovely woman named Sarah who runs a cat rescue in Illinois. She made those herself. She like screened this, screen printed them. It's my China. That's my China.
I know. I knew it as soon as I saw it. I love it so beautiful. Much.
Yeah. So we're going to figure that out. So she sends that to me. And then all of this other, a pool bag, a deep dive pool bag. She made this stuff herself. It blew my mind. So that was a whole thing. And then I get the Balance Bound planner, which these girls, and I blew my mind again. And they said, are you going to keep all this shit to yourself? And now I'm going to see you on Saturday. I guess I have to give you some of it.
You do, because I have to say, so one of our deep divers and my friend's cousin sent us the most amazing, like, I don't know, canvas prints of our dogs in like,
to me.
And I immediately got it to you.
I know you did. I have so much stuff.
Yeah.
I have like a whole garage of stuff.
Deep divers to know that. Like, she's going to hoard it, you know?
I am.
She's going to hoard it. And so I don't even know what to do, because I'm like,
I feel like it's payment for me, because I do respond to every single person who writes to me.
You know what? That is true. You're doing more of our social engagement. And so I guess you're right that.
No, it's not right, though.
I don't want women working for free.
They are sending me multiples.
I know that, Jess. I know that. But I also know that, like, I could say I don't want you working for free on our social engagement, but the truth is, I know you love to do it. So it's like.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan wrote back to every single one of his fans. Isn't that strange?
Yeah,
even as a president. Yeah. Anyway, so I get that. Then I get these Balance Bound planners, which these women change the game. So remember how you said you keep a separate notebook for all of your different, like, home.
Yes.
Work.
Although I've fallen off of my system entirely and I need to. Yeah. But yes.
Well, I'm going to bring you this because actually these planners do that. You don't write it linear. Mm. Like, you can if you want 8:30 to 9, but it's like, here are your tasks for home for the day, home, self-care, other, and what's it? Work. Oh, it's work, home, self, and other. And when you're planning out your day.
Is it a bullet journal?
No. No, it's a planner. They've like combined the best of the best.
Okay.
It's so crazy because I sat down and did it on Sunday night. And when you're going through it, you're looking at self and you're like, oh, I better have something on this self thing. And when is it going to get slotted in? It was, these women have really, and they did it because they experienced burnout and exhaustion. So Balance Bound and I posted them on my stories. Okay, so that happened. So amazing. And they're really gorgeous. And lots of different notepads.
Oh God, I love this shit so much. You have no idea.
I love lists. And they're, and today's to-dos are work, self, home. Mm-hmm. Again, it's like forcing you to be balanced. I.e. Balance Bound. Okay, so I'm not giving you those. They only came with some of the lists. I'm not giving you those. Those are already up on my. Of course, you can put them on your fridge. Genius. Not giving you those. There's only one set.
I would love. I know. I guess I'm just saying. Like, I would love when shit arrives to you to just like for you to
share
a picture and just let me even see what's coming. Because now I'm looking at your Instagram and finding like all this shit that's been sent to you that I feel like. Is maybe for me too, you know?
Not maybe, it is. Next thing, this was not sent to me, but shared with me by a deep diver who is also my sister-in-law. Big Bite Bake Shop. She has her own little cookie business. Okay, look at my nails.
Okay, I'm so glad you brought them up. Deep divers, I have been staring. I don't think I've ever seen color on your nails.
Never ever have you ever.
And not only does she have painted nails right now, but they're the most beautiful wine, kind of burgundy. I mean, you're heading into fall with those nails. And
which
they look so beautiful on you. What is this?
I'm a different person. Okay. This is, okay, so Grace, my sister-in-law, is the queen of hacks. Her house is immaculate and she just hacks it. Everything's a hack. So she was like, Jessica, can I do your nails at the beach? And I was like, that's what? How are you going to do my nails? She goes, Dashing Divas.
I know them well.
It's a gel nail sticker.
What? Wait, what?
It's a it's a sticker. Huh? They're $7.
Wait, what?
All manner of colors and fun, like 4th of July, if you want. I mean, like whatever you want, they're gel. They stay on for 2 weeks. Okay? You put the sticker on. You put the sticker on, then you file. And you just pull it off. You file it down. Now, I think it probably works better for short nails. Probably, but I don't know.
Because my nails are longer.
Who knows? This is $7.
I'm shocked. But it also looks like a beautiful manicure. Like, they look so perfectly even and...
gel.
But how
it doesn't come off.
I don't even understand what I'm looking at. It's a sticker. It's a sticker, but it's also gel. Okay.
You get them on their website.
Divas. Because I thought Dashing Divas was like, okay, I thought it was a chain of nail places.
Dashing Divas may have other products, but whoa. So she comes down to the beach with her glasses, okay, because she needs it for close-up. And she brings her file, and she's like, well, it comes with a file. And she's like, okay, I'm going to teach you how to do this yourself. Well, a crowd forms.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's getting involved, young and old. Okay? They have them for kids. BB's obsessed.
Wow.
I'm a different person with nails. I've never done it.
Nails are my whole identity. Like, of course. I'm no one without nails.
Yeah, and I get it.
And I can't, they're my armor. I can't face the world without my nails done.
And now I don't have to because I'm never going to go to a nail salon. I just don't do it. And I'm never going to lay down for a man to come to my bedroom.
Well, you're missing out there, sweetie.
Boy, oh boy. And I'm talking like I do dishes. Like I've got like scrub. I'm like, and they are not coming off. It's insane.
I love it. Wow. Okay. I really want to keep on checking in on how these gels are doing because that's shocking.
Yeah. You can trust her hacks as mine. You never know. You
believe me. I'm aware there. I know that at this point. I mean, I have to tell you there was, and I don't know why this is, the nails are and the hacks are making me think of this woman, but there's a woman I follow on TikTok and her handle is something like Not the Worst Cleaner. And she...
Oh, I love that cleaning hack.
Her whole thing is about really talking about cleanliness and keeping one's home and organization and really cleaning as a part of like mental health, you know, and really shares a lot of information about, you know, cleaning schedules and how to stay on top of it and how to maintain. And all of that, who care? Well, but I do care actually, because what I love about her approach is she really tackles like the shame of not knowing how to take care of oneself.
Yeah.
And also one's surroundings. And she, every weekend, donates her services to, it's usually a mom who's living in, you know, completely under mess. And I mean bad, Jess. I mean hoarder style. I mean an amount of filth with small children, that type of situation.
Wow.
And this woman shows up every single weekend and donates. And she does ask them if she can film. She doesn't ever put anyone on camera, but she films like the sort of before and after and talks people through it. She said something on this recent TikTok that I loved so much. And it is related to like making the investment in what we have and, you know, looking toward what we have. And she gets a lot of, essentially, and this is really dark, but she was cleaning this woman's oven. And she took off, like where the burners are, she took off the top. Yeah. And there was a mouse living underneath it.
Wow.
Who was eating through garbage that was under. And, you know, the family had been cooking on it. And there was a tiny little mouse. And this has happened before where she's found rodents and stuff. And people were commenting and saying, like, what she has to get a new, you have to give her a new stove, like find a partnership and get her a new stove and just outfit the new one. And because people were so upset about this little mouse, right? And she was like, listen, I donate this service, but I can't afford to buy everyone new appliances.
Right, right.
First of all, she's like, and that's actually not what I'm trying to share here with this woman and this family, is that they need to get new everything.
That's right. Because most of those shows are like, and here's a new house. Exactly. And it's like, no, don't go on Zillow necessarily. Let's actually make what we have beautiful.
And it was such a positive message. And then she cleans the hell out of it with a scrub daddy. And God damn it, she got it looking like brand fucking new. And she was like, don't tell me that the story, I mean, these are my words. These are absolutely not her words. But what I was getting from it was like that the story of this stove is that it's unusable because the mouse is living in it. Like, I'm telling you that this now has a new story, and we can take what the history of this appliance was and completely refurbish it and completely start a new story around maintaining what is and making it better. And I just think her work is so beautiful because she comes at it from such a sympathetic and positive light. And it has nothing to do with my way is the better way, or you know, it really like tackles the shame of not maybe having the time, not maybe knowing how, like maybe nobody ever taught you.
That's right.
Maybe nobody taught you how to do these things.
That's right.
Maybe you don't know and are now in a position where you have to teach other people how to do it. You know, even Sam the other day, I was like, I want you guys to clean up your room. And Gus was like, let's make our beds. And Sam was like, I don't know how to make my bed. And I was like, Oh, right. Yeah, you don't know how. And right. This is a caretaking task that's really important for you to do for the family as part of our team, but also for you to know how to do.
Right. Setting the table. Like my mother, showed Bibi how to set the table because so often, you know, I'm just throwing things down on the table.
Anyway.
Yeah. Like,
not the,
yeah,
her name is not
beautiful.
The worst cleaner. And she does provide a lot of like cleaning schedules and all that shit. And the last thing I ever want to do is to like, you know, tell women to fucking clean. But I love, and I feel a lot of shame around some of these things myself. So I really appreciate and love the approach.
Yeah. And I think it's that idea of making beautiful and orderly and clean what you already have is so wonderful. We think we have to get ourselves out and about and change up where we live and go to Italy. And, you know, it's like, no, actually, why don't we just look at what we have make that beautiful?
And sometimes also, like, I went on an Amazon. I mean, I'm sorry, while she was rubbing off on me, like, I went on a kick of things that I needed to buy. And they just arrived this morning and I opened the box and I was happy to see them. Part of me felt a little sick.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a reminder also. And like, sometimes you think you need to fill that thing, that piece of you.
Oh, yeah.
And then sometimes actually when you do it, it's like, I felt that little sick feeling.
I'm going to give you one more little nugget because my dad gave me a book on budgets. Oh, but I started to read it. Turned out, you know, it's something to share. But the woman said, and I don't, it's like how to be good with money or something. I don't know. Something that was embarrassing. I had to rip the cover off of it so I could read it in front of people. But it said, she said, ask yourself before you make a purchase, how is this going to change my life today? Mm. How will this change my life a month from now? Mm. And how will this change my life when I have to pay for it? When that bill comes in, run that filter before you buy anything.
I feel like you and I are on a journey to become like monks who just play pickleball.
Honestly.
Sounds like a dream.
Sounds like a dream.
Deep
All
divers,
right.
Divers, thank you so much for listening. We love you and we'll see you next week. Hopefully,
love you,
Jess, you know, I'll see you on the courts this weekend.
I'll see you there.
Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep. Let's go on the deep dive. No secrets will we keep. It's June and Jessica. Going deep, how deep can you go? Oh, really deep. Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep.
The Deep Dive is produced by Jessica St. Clair, June Diane Raphael, and Earwolf. Our producer is Cody Fisher and sound engineer Jordan Duffy. You can listen to our ad-free and bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium. And for a free one-month trial of Stitcher, use code DEEPDIVE. And remember, the best way to support this show is to rate and review. And a huge thank you to Anne Geddes for her beautiful photo that she allowed us to use for our cover art. Please head over to AnneGeddesBaby.com and download her new app, which is a safe place you can upload and store all of your precious images of your children and share them with friends and family, plus much more. We'll see you next time.